Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the State Hornet Podcast. I'm Evan Patoka.
Hey, guys. My name is Zachariah Aguila.
And after a week hiatus, we are back to talk about the recent Sac State news. The Spring 2024 Associated Collegiate Press National College Media Conference was held in La Jolla, California from March 7th through the 9th. The State Hornet was a finalist for the Online Pacemaker and ended up being one of the 16 winners of the prestigious award. The Online Pacemaker is described by the ACP as the association's preeminent award that recognizes the nation's top collegiate online media. It distinguishes the top student media and emphasizes overall excellence. The State Hornet won other awards as well. DEI editor Juliana Rodriguez got 9th place in DEI reporting with her article on Latin car culture, and former copy editor Peyton Sorosinski won 5th place in reporting feature story with her coverage of Veterans Day. The State Hornet broadcast also got 3rd place for broadcast news program, and the digital newsletter got 8th place in its category.
This week, Michael Pepper reviewed the blockbuster Dune Part 2. This film features actors Timothy Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson, Zendaya, Javier Bardem, Stellan Skarsgård, Austin Butler, Dave Bautista, and many more. It was directed by Denis Villeneuve, and his main objective of the film was to keep as similar to the book as possible. The film focuses on the similarities of the guerrilla war between the Battle of Kyrs by Paul Atreides and House Harkonnen. Kyrs is called Dune by the native people, and Pepper describes the environment and scenery as immersive and having the ability to support the performance of the actors. He explains the visual choice Villeneuve makes during fight scenes, as well as trying to make a sci-fi scene feel real to the audience. To check out his full review, go to statehornet.com.
Back in February, California State Senator Bill Dodd introduced a Senate bill that would strengthen Title IX regulations on UC, CSU, and community college campuses. The bill, titled SB 1166, works with Senate Bill 808 to require the CSU to report any investigations, reports, or complaints regarding Title IX, as well as release an annual report about the findings. Title IX is a civil rights law that protects sex-based discrimination in schools that are funded through the federal government. Brittany Hopkins, Senior Complaint Officer at the Office of Equal Opportunity, explains that SB 1166 can maintain a consistent policy across campuses in California. She also says that while Sac State has a good Title IX system already, there is always going to be room for improvement. One place for improvement mentioned is the prevention of these cases before they happen. SB 1166 is expected to be in its first policy meeting in mid-March. Anyone who has experienced sex-based crime or discrimination can go to When Everyone Acts Violence Ends, or WEAVE, the Office of Equal Opportunity, or Student Health and Counseling for resources.
The band Haze had the opportunity to bring sounds of funk, jazz, and R&B, and they succeeded in making that happen. Skylar Findale was reporting live as the band Haze performed at the Wednesday Nooner in the University Union Ballroom. The lead singer, Alicia Huff, went into great detail about how they won the award. She also explained how she was born into a family of musicians. The band had the honor of performing for the university this past Valentine's Day. It was a nice break for the students to enjoy hearing music after a long day at school, as students were appreciative of the performance.
The Cooper Woodson College Enhancement Program was created as a Pan-African student retention program in 1990 by Otis Scott, Chris Glenn, and David Coven. It connects black students to their roots and gives them a sense of belonging at Sac State. It connects students with resources and mentors with support through lectures, seminars, and other events. Kaifa Yates is one of those mentors and emphasizes that the support and resources help with the retention and graduation rate of Sac State students. Yates is also a program coordinator at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center, where they offer counseling and tutoring services on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Cooper Woodson College volunteers with the Roberts Family Development Center, participating in their food drives and giving care packages that include household necessities.
Haley Valdivia did a review of the comedic film Ricky the Nicky. The film was an over-the-top humor that is reminiscent of comedic movies from the 2010s. The cast consists of Zac Efron, Andrew Santino, Jeremy Fowler, and John Cena. The film director, Peter Farrelly, also directed Dumb and Dumber. There's Something About Mary and Kingpin. The base of this film is one of those friends who can keep a lie going for an extended period of time. In this case, a prank gone wrong went as far as them lying about Ricky for so long as to miss a baby's birth and the baby shower and other crazy events. If you're into dramatic comedic films, this would be the perfect movie for you. Ricky Snanky was released on March 7th exclusively on Prime Video. Check out this full review at statehornet.com.
That's it for us at the State Hornet Podcast. Make sure to check out all of these stories as well as our other socials on statehornet.com.